He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle-tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Derek Johnson joins Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owner, open to all, invest in you, and also Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2. DJ, I got to ask, do you remember that playoff game the Royals won in dramatic fashion in 2014?
I do. It had the city on fire. And just like you said, with the Chiefs organization, we looking like we want a part of that too. So, you know, we have to step up our game and, you know, meet them at the top. But that was great for the city. I was there.
Yeah. Explain how that did affect you guys, because I've heard those stories over the years from so many different people out at Arrowhead. Like, yeah, I mean, like Andy Reid even told the story in 2015 when the Royals won it all. He looks at Veach and goes, everywhere we go, the baseball team wins. Are we ever going to get ours? Like, how does that motivate and impact another organization?
Well, they're right across the street. You know, it's different if you're across town or whatnot. When you're right across the road, it's like, all right, you know, having a parade and having all this just pub on winning it all, winning your sport all, and it's in Kansas City, meaning it can be done. You know, they gave us hope in a sense, kind of what you were saying, and it was great energy. And we supported them big time, and obviously throughout this last 10 years, Kansas City and the Royals have been supporting the Kansas City Chiefs with all the endeavors that we've been getting.
Was there that feeling, though, DJ, at one point, maybe even within the Chiefs organization or you yourself or other guys, that, like, Kansas City's great, but it can't be done here in Kansas City? Was that kind of the mindset for a while?
Well, when you hadn't won one in a long time, you get the sense of, man, it's a small market. You know, can you? Obviously, we can, but, you know, is that realistic? You know, are we going to always just get close? And that's been the tradition around here for a long time since we won it. Was it in 69 or 70?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then, you know, after you win it, you know, the gates are open, and you win 3, and then it's we're looking to win another a fourth one. So in this area, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's look at yesterday's game. I mean, just disaster from a Rashee Rice standpoint. They found a way to get a win. Let's start, though, with Rashee Rice. When a big time player like that goes down, kind of, you know, discuss the impact that has on the 52 other dudes inside that locker room.
Yeah, that's tough. It's tough. Injuries are a part of the game. You know, every year you're going to have a couple injuries, sometimes more than you want, and bigger than you want. And Rashee Rice is a player that we've been depending on, has been playing really, really well as a young second year player, star player in this league, number one receiver to this point. And to see him go down on a fluke deal, right? You know, everybody's trying to get the ball, Holmes going in there, and it's just, it's a fluke thing. It happens. But when you get the news that he's out for the year, that your heart sinks, and it's like, oh, man, what do we do? But somehow the Chiefs find a way to figure things out throughout the years, really, when they don't have players that they depend on through injury. And this is going to be another year where we have to figure some more things out, and I think the Chiefs are up to par on that.
I thought with the Rashee Rice injury, you'd see a lot of deflating mannerisms with this team yesterday, but it really looked like kind of like maybe something that you probably enjoyed watching, which was that defense kind of put that one on their backs and said, we'll just continue to run the show today. Again, J.K. Dobbins, who had been a lightning rod, no pun intended, for the Chargers this entire season, was nowhere to be found yesterday. This team continues to shut down the run. This team continues to kind of have that Spag-style defense. And yesterday, that defensive line really showed up and really kept Justin Herbert from doing everything but not breaking his helmet.
Yeah, playing complimentary football is always in your best interest if you're going to be on the winning side of any NFL game. And the Chiefs do the best at playing complementary football, meaning, hey, our offense isn't doing what they usually do or not having as much success, especially with Rice going out and having a couple early turnovers. Our defense, like, all right, you know, they only got points because of the turnover. That's the only points the Chargers got because of Mahomes or the offense turnovers. Mm-hmm. But the defense, man, I my hat's off. Spags has been He's been doing this for a while. This is kind of consistent for him. Just being able to find other players, Veach and those guys. You know, you lose Snead, and you think, oh man, we're gonna be down on defensive backs. But just younger guys, just come up and step up, man. They just step up. The best marriage in football is being able to rush the passer and play good defense in the back end. So when you have those two things going at the same time, man, it's hard to do anything. The only knock on if I were to be trying to be perfect on our defense is just trying to take the ball away a little bit more.
Yeah.
We're losing in the turnover ratio, but we're still winning, which is like, wow, we're probably the only team that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get better, and we still haven't lost the game.
And it's safe to say, too, Derek Johnson, that this is a defensive first team right now. I mean, 25 straight games of holding opponents at 28 or fewer points. The mindset has to change, I think, from the fans right now, and no longer can we expect this to be an offensive showing. The league has changed a lot, too. But, I mean, this is a defense first team now here in Kansas City.
It is, and that's okay.
That's okay.
I think I wasn't around during this time, but back in the 90s when Derek Thomas and Neil Smith and these guys, when you have big time players on defense that like to get after the quarterback. I mean, Chris Jones. Oh my goodness, why
yeah.
He just continued to just kill quarterbacks and affect quarterbacks. And people are so scared and running from him when it comes to rushing the pass to George Kolaftis. All these guys are doing well. Nick Bolton, man, we have no weak link when it comes to our defense. From the defensive line to the linebackers and to the deep defensive backs, man. I don't want to be surprised, but at times I'm shocked. Like, man, this is so consistent thing for Kansas City. When you think of Kansas City, you think of Patrick Mahomes, you think of Kelce, you think of firepower on the offensive side of the ball. But this is a defensive team right now, and Kelce did. By the way, I forgot to mention him, Kelce. Man, goodness gracious, I'm glad he got a game like this. Just to obviously he knows he's got a lot of confidence and stuff, but sometimes we need to be reminded, and just as players, we need to be reminded, hey, I'm still the guy. I still got it. And Kelce showed that on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm glad that he's not fat anymore, Derek Johnson. I'm glad that he's back in shape after everybody called him out for his weight. I mean, if he's fat, I'm morbidly obese, and I just probably will be, not on this earth for a while. But in all seriousness, though, the play that Rashee Rice gets hurt on, it a bad play, but it happens early. The team kind of, has to redirect. Your guy from Texas, like, how do you stop that? How do you stop Xavier Worthy moving forward? Because I got to imagine his playbook got a little bit wider, and I feel like could be some crossing patterns coming over the middle for those linebackers. I'm sure that would be a nightmare for you to have to think about.
Oh, man. Xavier is so, so fast. When he threw, Mahomes threw the 52-yard touchdown to him, I actually thought he overthrew him because he threw it, effortlessly, but he really threw it. I'm like, man, he threw that far. And I'm like, that's why he threw it far, because he has to get it to one of the fastest younger players in the league, and Xavier Worthy, man, that was a spark for the team. We needed that at that time. So being able to be a sure catcher, especially with that DB all on his shoulder, he really caught it with almost one hand. But being able to spark the offense, being that young, and giving Mahomes even more confidence, saying, hey, okay, I can go to you, especially when Rice is out like this. A lot of people going to really triangle or double Kelce now, especially when Rice is out. and it's going to be a time for Xavier to really step up and show that I'm you know, one of the guys that can help carry this offense as well.
DJ, do you think they need to go out and make a trade or sign a wide receiver to replace Rashee Rice?
You know what? I would think so. I would think so. You got Juju, you got Watson, you got Kelsey, names that we're familiar with. But I will look. I'm sure they're looking as we speak. Hopefully they can make a trade that makes sense. Because it's a long season. So you don't want to just, not think about the future. And we've had a lot of success by getting guys acquisitions either before the season or during the season to help us. And, again, Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Great pickup for us to just an experienced, crafty guy. We all know his story, and for him to come back and really help us to be efficient in the running game. I mean, he was 4 or 5 yards a pop, which is pretty good for the running back spot.
No doubt, DJ. Well, enjoy the long week this week. We don't play until Monday night, so we'll talk to you again next Monday. Preview a little bit of that Saints game and enjoy the Royals' little run here.
No, I appreciate it.
No problem. Derek Johnson, former Chiefs linebacker there for you, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owner, open to all, invested in you and sheet metal workers, local number 2. I think it is interesting to have that conversation about Xavier Worthy, because it's unfortunately for him, maybe it's not unfortunately, but it's like, hey, man, I know you've only been in the NFL for 4 weeks. I know you've had a couple of splashes, but somebody's going to have to step up.
Maybe
they
haven't.
They haven't made a trade yet for a wide receiver. I don't think there's any trust in Sky Moore after the one and done play
one
yesterday.
One chance yesterday,
that's
man.
Over.
Like, you got to make that play, bro.
Obviously, Kareem Hunt's role will expand a little bit more, as we saw that happen live in front of our faces yesterday after the Carson Steele fumble. You'll probably not see him very much more the rest of the season. And then it's like, okay, didn't see a lot of Juju Smith-Schuster. The guy that I saw that they went to when they needed somebody was Xavier Worthy. And the thing that I'm interested to see is what his over-the-middle routes will be, because that's what Rashee Rice does. That's what Travis Kelce does. And now you thought Travis Kelce's coverage was tight. It just got a lot tighter because now Rashee Rice isn't on that team.
That's right. So maybe Xavier Worthy has to step up. Maybe it is Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like they're going to go out there and they're going to try to add somebody, obviously, in that wide receiver spot. But you're not going to add somebody that's going to be as good as Rashee Rice. This is where we are in the season. Those guys just don't exist out there. So it's about having everybody else step it up and raise their level of play. And if there's one thing in the NFL that we found out is there's really no growing pains. This isn't baseball where you give somebody 6 years in Pocatello, Idaho to pick their nose before they can figure it out at the big league level. This is the NFL. Guys come in and make impacts right away as young players in this league. Xavier Worthy has. He made 2 great plays yesterday. Kelce had a great play yesterday. They'll figure it out. Andy Reid has got more plays in his mind that he hasn't used, that nobody's ever seen before, that they can come up with stuff. I'm not concerned about it at all from an offensive standpoint because I trust Andy Reid and Mahomes and that crew that much. They'll get this thing figured out. It'll look a little bit different, and people will complain about their fantasy numbers, but as long as this defense continues to do what they're doing, they're going to have no problems at all winning football games.